this is Tracy from Navigating ADHD, and we are back with our audio blog. So today we're talking about anxiety and anxious children and teens. So do you have an anxious child, one that you constantly have to reassure and talk into doing their most dreaded activities, school, tests, social gatherings? Whatever it is that has become the source of anxiety will prompt your child to avoid it at all costs. This will likely include trying to convince you why they should skip it and that they are right to be anxious. This is exactly why saying, "It will be fine," or "Don't worry about it," becomes counterproductive. Why? Because your child's brain will automatically go into debate mode. They will start listing the 978 reasons why it won't be fine and why they should worry about it. This can actually make your child more anxious. So what does work? What should you say? Logic, reason, and facts based on what they know to be true will work. Your daughter doesn't want to go to dance class? Say, "You went to dance last week, and although you were anxious, you ended up having a good time." Your son doesn't want to go to school because of a history test? Remind him of past successes and say, "The lowest grade you have ever received is a B. And if for some reason you fail this test, it simply signals the teacher that you need help." Logic, reason, and facts. This is what calms anxiety. Try it out by catching yourself when you were about to say, "Don't worry about it," and replace it with a fact that your child knows to be true.